Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. Texas Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples. I think I speak for both of us when I say beef is a staple on the dinner table.
Well, it is in our home as well, Tony.
On mine, too.
And we know that Texas ranchers work hard every day to provide us with that quality beef that we enjoy. It may be grain-fed, grass-fed, certified organic, or natural beef. Beef is a nutritious component of a healthy diet. And there are many delicious different cuts and quality grades of beef to choose from at your local grocery store, including Prime, Choice, and Select. One factor considered in quality grading is marbling. Marbling is what gives that wonderful beef flavor and juiciness that you and I enjoy. So the more marbling it has, the more flavorful it will be.
So what's the best cut?
Well, there are many options. It just depends on, I guess, what's on your menu. There are actually 29 cuts of lean beef, including some of my favorites like tenderloin, T-bone, and 95% ground beef. The best part is that these lean options all have less than 10 grams of fat per serving. Beef is a great source of nutrients that our bodies need every day, like protein, zinc, and vitamin B12.
So I go to the store and I buy me a good steak. How long is it going to last in the refrigerator?
Steaks and roast can stay good in the refrigerator for 3 to 4 days and up to 6 to 12 months in the freezer. I really like to get them right on the grill when I take them home. Ground beef obviously is best to use within 1 to 2 days of being in the refrigerator and about 4 months in the freezer.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.